BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, an innuendo bingo which gets wet with former JLSer Aston Merigold. The video is on BBC iPlayer. Also, our listener Harriet comes up with a show and tell for us. Charlie Sloth's on Real or No Real, and we celebrate the end of exams for some people. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Mills here. How's it going? Good news about Grimmy.
Very good news, yes. Really happy pleased. For him.
Really good. Grimmy and Rita Ora on X Factor. And I would like it if Judges' Houses was in Oldham.
I mean, he did say it, and I'm really holding on to that idea now because it would be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it? Or...
Live from Oldham!
Yeah, or just, but I mean, somewhere nice, but not as nice as, well, like Cavos.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That would be awesome.
Okay. Well, or Magaluf.
Yeah. Judges' Houses, Cavos.
Because it would be like Simon in LA, then it would be like Cheryl in like somewhere fabulous in Greece, and then it would be, yeah, Grimmy and Cavos.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Yeah, really good news. There are wet times ahead for Aston Merigold this afternoon, I've got to be honest. A lot of people tweeting about this afternoon. Now, I had a little Twitter convo with Aston yesterday. He tweeted that he was scared of innuendo bingo. I put back, it's only water. Then he replies, only water, he says. Extra hairspray for the quiff needed. So what you'll be getting today is a heady mix of water and Stronghold hairspray in the face.
Nice.
And that's happening at 1:45. You know Aston, off of JLS, he's got a new song out. And we'll play that a bit later on. We'll get him in for a chat and he's going to get wet. I'm feeling a wet one is needed today.
Mm-hmm.
All the waters are being brought in right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So pleased that picture of you in the spray tan tent from yesterday has got nearly 3,000 likes on my Instagram.
No way.
Mm. I mean, it's just a great picture. People that had not texted me for ages were texting my phone yesterday going, that picture of Chris in the spray tan tent is incredible. It's a great photo as you're being prepared there for the tan, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
It's a great one if you've not seen it. Clan's still looking strong, though.
Do you think?
I'm saying that some of it's going to run off today, though, during innuendo bingo.
I felt bad because I had a shower this morning. And,
makes
and
a change.
And I didn't like the fact that I was in a shower and this tan was running. I felt like I'd sold my soul a little bit.
What do you mean?
Because you know how I feel about it. Like, I'm not really one to tan.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm actually well happy with that. Like, I'm fine with that. But yeah. I thought I'd give this a go.
Do you feel like a bit of a sellout?
I felt as the tan ran off my body that I was massively selling out.
There's like big orange puddles and you're like, I kind of regret this now.
I thought I was above that.
But yeah, it seems not, doesn't it?
Hmm. Yeah. So do you think it might be a problem in innuendo bingo today? Because I always take the mick out of people whose tans start to run during that game.
I mean, we've had like rivers of orange before from people, haven't we?
Yes.
Especially the Towery lot. But that's going to be you today, mate.
That's what I've become.
That's how things have changed. Like, it's going to be a mixture of Aston's really strong hairspray and your fake tan.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
No, I know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here we all are then on Tuesday lunchtime on BBC Radio 1. It's quite normal. I'm just playing some tunes and just the waters are being brought in for innuendo bingo. Chris is just looking at pictures of Harry Styles and Grimmy. Why are you doing that?
Well, because I'm fascinated by what Harry Styles wears.
Why?
Because right? Well, there's a picture of him out and about, and he's wearing this sort of flowery shirt. And,
always
and
a flowery.
All the buttons are undone.
Always flowery. Always with buttons undone.
But the thing is, you look at Harry Styles and you think, all right, well, that's sort of, you know, it's what he does.
Yeah.
Grimmy the same. Grimmy will wear some ridiculous clothes, but for some reason, it looks fine on Grimmy.
Yeah, because cool,
but what I'm saying is if I turned up one day...
No.
...and I wore a loose, unbuttoned shirt, what
flowery.
Are you saying?
I'm saying... I'm putting a stop to it right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here he is, Aston Merigold. Hello.
Hello, mate.
I, at the moment, Chris, I'm seeing Aston more than my family.
Really?
It's just everywhere I turn.
Yeah, you did say that, actually. You said that yesterday. Everywhere you turn, he seems to be.
Well, there was one week where I saw you about eight times.
It was possibly eight times. I mean, I saw you a few more times, but I don't think you saw me, to be honest. So.
Oh, really? No, well, that's what we were saying yesterday. Waiting at something else. It's good to see you.
You too.
I noticed that on Twitter earlier you're saying you're going to wear a white tee for Innuendo Bingo.
I was, yeah, well, it was a dare from fans. So they were like, oh, go on then. I bet you. And I was like, oh, go on
really?
Then.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know why they've done that, don't you?
But then, no, but also saying that, that is the showbiz thing to do, isn't it?
What?
Well, you wear a white tee and
get
a
leather,
jacket.
Yeah.
You look showbiz.
Yeah, but I think there's another reason they want him to wear a white tee.
I get that, yeah.
So we played the song a couple of times, Get Stupid. We're going to play it again in a minute.
Amazing, thank
very
you.
Very exciting.
Thank you very much, good stuff.
So you have gone solo, Arishe's gone solo.
Yep.
Marvin's a presenter, apparently, on something.
Yeah.
And JB is on the farm.
He's on the farm. Yes.
Does he sort you out with free meat?
No, more so just eggs, which is a bit like, oh.
Oh.
You know.
Mm. Yeah, but it's all good protein.
There you go. This is true.
Have you been on the farm?
I have.
What's it like?
It's just a farm.
Is he full on farming, though? I mean, he's milking.
Is he starting to speak a bit like that?
No, he hasn't got an accent just yet. But no, to be fair, right, he does get his hands dirty, which, you know, he's doing the work and all sorts. Mm. So
it's not just the farm hands that do it. He actually gets involved.
Yeah, he likes to get involved.
With the spreading. He's one of the many young farmers that probably listen to this show, you know?
Yeah, right. There you go, see?
On Twitter, I know you were... asking people to pick an Aston fandom name. Have you chosen
yes.
one yet?
No, not yet. Still.
Were they all rubbish?
No. Do you know what? There was someone I'm like, you can't call a fandom some of these names.
Oh.
It's very explicit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, weird tweets.
This is a great game. No, I'm sure we can come up with something. It'd be good to get it sorted today, wouldn't it, whilst he's here?
Oh, well, amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would be good. So what can we call Aston's fans? I mean, I know you've done it on Twitter already, but, you know, let's get the Radio 1 people involved as well.
Exactly, there you go.
You know the video, it's in a shopping centre?
Yes.
Did you use Bluewater in Kent, Lakeside in Essex, the Harlequin in Watford, the Chimes in Uxbridge, the Oracle in Reading, the Shires in Leicester, Meadowhall in Sheffield, or the Broadmarsh Centre in Nottingham?
No, it was actually over the pond in Los Angeles.
All right, love. All right. Harlequin, not good enough for you, was it?
What's wrong with the Chimes?
I was very happy to go back to the hometown, Peterborough, and just use, you know, the old shopping centre there.
What's it called?
Queensgate.
Queensgate. But no, I'll just go to LA.
They're always such good names.
I was dragged there, so, yeah.
I know. But to be honest, though, like, if you're a pop star, like, you pretty much want to go to LA rather than, no offence to the Chimes in Uxbridge, but they will say to you, we've got a great idea for a video, it's going to be in Los Angeles, but in a shopping centre, you still get to go to LA. It's all fine.
They're exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but hang on. What if they said to you, but we think we can do an even better video, but we need to do it in the Chimes in Uxbridge?
That's fine. As long as video comes out amazing, that's the main thing. Obviously, there is a bit of downtime you have, and obviously to walk around, you know, Los Angeles and chill.
There's not many good ones coming in at the moment for the old fan names.
It's a tricky one, that, isn't it?
The Aston Martians. Hannah in Macclesfield, thank you. Doesn't quite work. the Astonomers.
Astonomers,
Steve off of Derby.
Interesting.
The A-Team from someone in Cheltenham. It's work in progress, Aston, it's all fine. So we're going to play Innuendo Bingo in a minute. I know that we had a little Twitter combo yesterday and you're saying you're a bit scared.
I'm a little bit scared, because it's obviously the lack of hairspray.
Yes. What are we doing about the quiff, please?
It's going to be fully, you know, out there to be spat on.
How much have you sprayed it?
Not too much, because I watched a few clips of this, right? And I saw Jessie J, and she had like all, like, exposed hairspray and makeup running in her eyes. I was like, I'm not getting hairspray in my eyes.
Yeah, because that hurts. Yeah.
What we could do is we could do a before and after picture. That might be quite a nice thing to do with this one.
Shall we do that?
Let's do that right now.
Yeah.
Let's do that right now.
Actually, hang on a minute. Let's do it while I'm on air. What I mean. Should we play your song as well? That would be good.
Yeah, why not?
So tell me all the story around it. Like, when's it out? When can we get it?
It is out. It's pre-order, obviously, available now, but it's out July the 24th, which isn't too long. Still feels a bit long.
And an album on the way?
An album on the way, yes, in October.
Right, smile. That's the
badger.
That's the one. Right, cool. We're going to play Get Stupid by Aston Merigold right now on Radio 1 and then assume positions for today's Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I've just tweeted on my Twitter the before picture and the hair's looking pretty good.
Thanks, mate.
At the moment. Someone says you look like an aggressive dog.
Oh, really?
It was just as the kind of as I was asking you to pose. Okay, so bingo's happening right now. We're going to put the cameras on at bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can watch this on your tablet, on your laptop, on your computer, even on your phone if you're out and about. And Aston is about to play the game. What can we say about the rules? Don't be nervous. It's a lot of fun. You laugh at everything, don't you?
Do you know that's the problem?
You do. Mm. Yeah, well, that's fine. That's good.
You've got to brace yourself. It's very cold.
As soon as the first one hits, then the temptation is to say something bad. Don't do that. Yeah. And then after that, you're just kind of in the game and it's all fine. Okay, let's do it. Cameras are on.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
A few people are asking on text if someone just farted. I think that was my chair. You're not that nervous, are you, Aston?
Definitely wasn't me.
Okay, no. You, Chris?
No.
All right, just want to say, if anyone wants to own up, I think it was the chair. All right, so here we go.
Cheers,
Innuendo the Bingo with Aston Merigold is happening now. Listen on Radio 1, watch on the Radio 1 website. Don't worry about it, we'll get it up on iPlayer for you later as well. So you can watch at your leisure. Okay, so we're going to start with a big mouthful of water, please. Mm-hmm. And we're going over to Kevin MacLeod's Escape to the Wild, which was just last night on Channel 4. And Kevin is truly astounded by how much bigger things are in the forest.
Up in the forest, we're confronted by something astonishing. Dinosaur cows.
Yeah.
A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
Right there in front of him. Oh, and there it is, Aston. You okay?
Yeah, right there. Strong start.
Strong start. Was, of course, talking about the man's cattle there.
A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
So many of you sent that in, including Charles, Joel, Chloe. Thank you if you sent that one in. There's too many to mention. Keep them coming in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That really, really tickled on that one, aren't you, Chris?
That's a good one.
A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
OK, now we're going to the Archers on BBC Radio 4. Water, please. Now, if you don't know the Archers, it's a bit like Towie or Made in Chelsea.
The same.
It's not like that, is it? Water, please.
Oh, dear. A gentleman. Sorry. That one got me.
A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks.
Okay, come on. The Archers on Radio 4, it's like Towie or Made in Chelsea, but the people are much posher. And they're so polite, even when engaging in things like this.
There you are. Get your hands around those.
Ooh, thanks, Kenton.
Oh, I'd rather get it straight down my throat. Oh, that's better.
Aston, you're good at this. Oh, really good spray on you.
There you are. Get your hands around those.
They're enjoying champagne there. On the Archers. Oh, Ellie's giggling away. Okay, more water, please. And now it's time to go over to Five Live. And MP Michael Gove is oversharing some of the things he gets up to in his spare time with some of the other politicians.
A bit of you is tugged emotionally by that, even as was the case with Ed Balls when we crossed swords.
Blimey, Aston.
He's brilliant at this.
Wow.
You're so good at this. Oh. Crossing swords there, Michael Gove and Ed Balls, as in, you know, getting ready to fight.
Even as was the case with Ed Balls when we crossed swords.
Thank you very much, Sophie, for emailing that one to me. You all right, Chris?
I think Aston's okay.
Aston's in a right state.
Drenching me. You all right, Aston? Mm-hmm. Enjoying the game?
Mm-hmm.
He's removed his rings. Sort of.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah.
Of a good game. Water, please. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't even know. Water, please. It's time for a classic. And we're going over to BBC Wiltshire's Carol Concert. Oh, everyone loves the annual BBC Wiltshire Carol Concert. But this lady loves it more than the rest of us.
Well now, Hannah, it's so good to welcome you here. You're such a good supporter of this event, and we love having you here. And I think you quite like coming, actually, don't you?
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, we got a choker. She blooming loves that concert.
And I think you quite like coming, actually, don't you?
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, that's so good. Aston Merigold, Innuendo Bingo is on right now, online and on Radio 1. OK, water, please.
The hair's holding up quite well.
He's actually looking... Yeah, right? There's no sign of a droop yet. Rugby now. And it's England versus Australia. Now, this TV commentator is extremely experienced, but maybe this question was best left for the changing room.
Have you ever wondered what the top of a hooker's head looks like?
This is a great game.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay. All right. Okay. Shall we continue?
Yeah.
White tea. The white tea's holding up well.
Do you know, it's more so my trousers.
I know, yeah. I'm feeling that as well.
The thing is, Aston, halfway through the game, it does start to seep through.
I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's time for Joe Wiley on BBC Radio 2. And it seems this year they've really kind of ramped up the entertainment on stage at Glastonbury.
And then, you know, just non-stop music throughout the weekend. Wherever you look, Lionel Richie will be there on the Sunday afternoon in Dolly Parton slot.
That was a slow burner, that one.
Lionel Richie will be there on the Sunday afternoon in Dolly Parton slot.
Oh. Yep. Is that really necessary? Mick in Suffolk heard that one. Okay, just a few more lads.
Seeping, oh, lovely.
Blimey. It's a long one, this.
BBC Radio Kent now. I thought horse clubs were quite exclusive, but it seems they've got a pretty relaxed policy at this one.
Do Western horses have to be a particular type?
No. Most of the actual associations in this country, they're mixed breed associations. So, as with the Western Horsemen Association, you can come on a Shetland, you can come on a Shire.
Really doesn't matter. He loves it.
Sounds like a catchphrase.
You can do whatever you want at the horse club.
You can come on a Shetland, you can come on a Shire. You know, as long as you just come and enjoy yourself.
Yep. Simon in Rochester spotted that one.
Oh, it's good job, Simon.
And now... Water, please. It's time for the weather and Carol Kirkwood at London Zoo. You know what they say, never work with animals. Carol should have remembered that before this happened.
Cooler than it has been or will be in the next couple of days, and at times there will be weather fronts, ow, just floating with the northwest. Back to you two before I get pecked to death. What's going on down here?
I was wondering where he'd gone.
He's behind me. He loves my equipment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And next. Nope. No action on that one.
We're good on that one.
All right. Finally, a classic from the Commonwealth Games. Claire Balding is talking to Susan Boyle. Now, as we all know, Claire is a fantastic interviewer, but I felt she went a bit too personal with this question to Subo.
Well, I was very gobsmacked and very honoured and very excited to be here.
And you've also been involved in the Queen's baton relay. Where did you take the baton?
Oh,
Aston's
gone. And that was a brilliant Innuendo Bingo today with Aston Merigold.
Great stuff.
You're right, pretty wet.
You are drenched.
Yeah. Absolutely drenched, but it was a good game. Thank you, Aston. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Come and see us soon. The Scott Mills Daily. Lol to the fans waiting for Aston outside, Aston Merigold, who just came in to play Inuna Bingo. They're like, they've seen the picture of him in the white T-shirt. They're like, do not get changed. Do not get changed.
But what's weird is he just went and got changed. I went with him.
Sorry, fans, he's got changed.
Yeah, but he's got changed into...
Why did you go with him?
Well, no, to show him where to go.
Oh, I see.
Obviously. Yeah. And but he came out. He came out the toilets. He's wearing arguably less than he was before.
Was he? Was it a vest?
Yeah, it was a vest. He's changed himself into a vest. Seriously. And he's still wet. So effectively, it's the same thing.
Okay, right, we really need to sort out this farty chair because people are starting to think that it's me.
Okay,
and it's not. But occasionally, when I move, it does fart.
It's not a wacky jabe, is it? Or it's not like Evanson's left a whoopee cushion on the chair or
possibly,
something.
Possibly, I don't know what's going on, but there is a farty chair today. So just to be warned, if you hear it on Radio 1, as people did during Inuana Bingo and were pointed out, like, it's not me, all right? I mean, it's not you. It's just the chair. I'm going to get some WD-40 on that, mate. The Scott Mills Daily. Everything.
This is my heartbeat song, and I'm going to play it. It's been so long, I forgot how to turn it up, 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 all night long.
Go up, 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 all night
up,
long.
Go up higher.
That was Everything with Heartbeat Song on BBC Radio 1. I mean, you know, it's a mixed opinion on the text. My favourite, and I actually do like that band, my favourite was when they did
It's like I'm a mirror. My mirror's staring back at me.
That was a close second.
The thing is, this is a strange thing. I am a big fan of the band as well, but I got like it's funny because their style of cover is very specific.
I mean, it's always up there in the high range. That's the thing.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, there we are.
All right, come on. We're all thinking it.
No, yeah, we were. Everything in the live lounge earlier. Videos will be on the iPlayer later on. The Scott Mills Daily. Do you know what I saw for you, which I was going to get for future Inuana Bingos?
What?
I was doing a DJ set in near Bristol on Friday night. Stopped at the old Lee Delamere along the way, which is one of my favourites.
Yeah, nice.
Up there with Fleet. Obviously, M4 Vibes, Lee Delamere. Shout out to Lee Delamere, it's a good one. Not as good as Fleet, but getting there. And they had wetsuits on sale.
Why is it service stations, they sell the weirdest stuff?
Why can you buy wetsuits, please? Like, I'm not really near any reason to... I mean, I'm on the M4 near Swindon. I don't need a wetsuit.
No,
but they were actually on offer.
I was at a services, I think it was called Chiefly.
I know Chiefs. Yep.
And they were selling flippers. You're spot on. Like, why on earth would, like, of all the things you need to buy? Mm. And also, if you were going to buy some seaware, if that's what it's called, you wouldn't think to go to your services, would you?
So, and also, a wetsuit is not an impulse buy.
So, because the thing is, when you're at a service station, you want to impulse, you see something, you kind of feel like you should be buying it.
But it's, no one wants to get a wetsuit on impulse.
No.
Oh, actually, I need one of them. The Scott Mills Daily. So Aston's just tweeted, Aston Merigold, say they enjoyed Inuana Bingo today. And a lot of people saying, how does he look that good when he's soaking wet? I think some people look better wet.
Yeah.
I think that I look better wet. What do you think?
It's a weird thing to say to me. But yeah, I would actually agree. I don't think I do. I think I go the other way.
You've seen me in a pool before, right?
I have seen you in a pool.
When we went on that lad's trip.
We've been in water together.
We have. A few times, actually. Yeah. Your Cavos, your Xantes. But, you know, in the pool, with my hair slicked back, I think I look better than I do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get... See? But your pool behaviour is a bit weird, isn't it? I agree with what you're saying. You look better in a pool, but... You don't swim. You're not. You're one of those that will enter the pool, but you don't swim. Whereas Who
swims in a pool?
I do.
No.
I do.
On holiday?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, absolutely not. Just get in it. It's just it's to cool you down when you're hot. Who does lengths? Oh, that's for the swimming. That's for the leisure centre at home when you get back home.
That's what I always struggle with on holiday because I'm not really one to just mess around in the pool. I kind of go in for the lengths.
No. I don't go in for lengths,
so to speak.
I just go in for like. I it's because I look better wet. I'm glad we've cleared that up. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Yeah, summer pop tune, Little Mix, track of the day, Black Magic. You are really a secret pop queen, you know.
It's a tricky song to work out to, that. I've been watching all these videos online of people that work out to music, right. And especially when they're on the treadmill and they'll start dancing along.
I mean, you can't do your lats to that, can you?
No, but also if you're on a treadmill and you're listening to that, it's hard to really give it some, isn't it?
Also, I feel that we're, I mean, like for a few times we were working out during the songs and that stopped. So what's happening with that?
Well, no, I want that to become a regular thing. I think we're wasting a lot of time just sat here listening to music.
I don't just sit here listening to music. I plan what I'm going to say next.
Yeah, exactly. But you can be doing that and working out, can't you? Look at you go, you see? You just need someone like me to inspire you a little bit.
Just doing the chest, mate. Spot me.
Doing chest.
Spot me.
How are your gains?
What?
How are your gains?
Yeah, good.
Good?
Yeah, good gains over the weekend, mate. I love gym speak, don't you? No. That was Little Mix and Black Magic. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Harriet.
Hello, Harriet.
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober.
You all right, Harriet? What's going on?
Well, I just thought I'd share with you a little video I saw on Instagram. I know you were... Yeah, I went to see Jurassic World and loved all the velociraptors. And there's a little video on Instagram with the dinosaurs saying, yes.
Is there?
Nice.
Okay, well, this it's makes brilliant. This a show and tell then, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Okay, thanks for bringing this to the class. Hang on. Oh. That means it's official.
It's official.
Yep.
So, Harriet, what's going on?
Me and my housemate listen all the time. We're a little bit obsessed with saying, yes, sort of everything.
Is this our fault?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Do you listen live to the show or a podcast?
If I can't catch it live, I always listen to the podcast.
What do you do?
Mostly in the evenings. I work in a hospital in Manchester.
Okay.
You'd never... Yeah. I mean, you obviously don't use yes when you're in the hospital, do you?
It sometimes slips out, which is a bit awkward. No. Obviously, it's only for something good. Something good happens, like yes, yes, that's good. Yeah,
yeah, but if you're down the bottom of someone's bed and you're looking at their charts and no. It's like, you know,
it's all fine. Yes,
it's still not right.
It's not right. It's not very professional.
No, but as you can see, it's really catchy and obsessive, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, it's so addictive.
It's the problem.
Like, I can't stop. It's really a problem. My family are quite concerned. They just don't get it.
I've said to you before on air, like, when I walk into the office at work, people now just go, yes, and I go, yes, and that's the entire conversation.
Mm. That's pretty much how my housemate and me greet each other.
Yeah.
Well, give us an example. I mean, give us how a conversation plays out between you two.
Okay, what would you like for dinner?
I'd like spaghetti bolognese today, please.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, pasta, okay. Yes.
Yeah, you've got it bad.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know how we're going to stop, Harriet.
No, I don't know. I'm quite concerned. It's just integrated into my life, and I think I need some sort of therapy to help stop saying it.
Maybe there should be some special kind of yes therapist that we can both go to.
No. Maybe it needs to be one of those where you're in a room and you're all in a circle around and you just need...
Hello. I'm Scott.
Yeah.
And I say, yes!
Or maybe it would just be like an hour of everybody just saying, yes, over and over until it's just out of our system.
I don't even think that's going to help.
Maybe you should try abstain for a whole show.
Me?
Yeah. Oof. Like, try get through a whole show without saying it.
And if anyone spots it, then they text in and go, fail. Mm. So what's this show and tell you've got for us?
It's a little video on Instagram, and it's just of, like, a couple of velociraptors, and when they open their mouth, it's just a video going, gas, gas.
I like this.
Have you seen the film? Have you seen the really big one in the water?
The hybrid?
No, the water one that's underwater that...
Am I giving too much away?
No, it's not really a plot spoiler.
No, I think the water one's in the advert.
But what's so funny is Scott came in the other day where he'd seen the film and he keeps wanging on about this hybrid dinosaur. It's really strange. Yeah. Like, Mills has become fully obsessed with a hybrid dinosaur.
Because if you haven't seen it, you just imagine like a Prius.
You love it. Yeah. You're so obsessed with this dinosaur.
It's a hybrid. Well, I don't think that's a particular plot spoiler.
I did hear on Newsbeat the other day, though, there's controversy around the velociraptors being hairy.
Yeah.
Which neither of us are really that fussed
about. Don't care. Just enjoy the film.
But you're saying the velociraptors, even though not hairy, are saying yes.
And
have they taken it from the actual film?
Yeah, from the actual film, from the from the trailer clip.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. I've watched it about 50 times. I still laugh every time.
Oh, actually, you've emailed me the link, haven't you?
Well, yeah, my housemate did, yeah.
Oh, okay. Who's that?
Louise emailed, but she's at work.
I'm just finding it. Hang on. Oh, here we are. Here's the yes dinosaurs.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hold on a minute. The dinosaurs are not saying that.
They are in the video.
But that's not the noise of the dinosaur, right?
What, in the film?
Yeah, I'm confused.
You know, yeah, that's what they do.
The film, Chris.
I've not seen the film yet, but the dinosaurs don't sound like that.
They they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's not a dinosaur.
Steven Spielberg's all about the gas.
The trouble is, now that I've got that, I probably will be playing that again, won't I? You've actually made it worse.
Apologies.
I'm watching the clip now. It's really good.
So hang on. Level with me here. So what's happened is they've taken a bit of the trailer, then someone like yourselves have just gone over the top. Yeah.
Yeah, when they open when the dinosaurs open their mouth, that comes out.
Yes.
Not a dinosaur.
Brilliant. I'm going to actually tweet that now.
Brilliant.
But I'm giving you full credit.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks for finding the show and tell for today. That's awesome.
You're very welcome. Anything I can do to help the show?
Yeah, love it. And anything else you find, then get back in touch with me. You know where I am.
Will do.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Are you ready for Charlie Sloth at 3:40 this afternoon? That's Ella Eyre and Together on BBC Radio 1. What are you shaking your head at?
Not a dinosaur.
It is, though.
Radio 1 Twitter, if you want to see this, the raptor.
Yeah, the raptor saying yes.
I mean, they've got a lot of camper.
Yeah, they have.
If it really was.
It certainly takes away some of the scariness that you might experience during the film.
Imagine being chased by this.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. Oh, you're really scary. The Scott Mills Daily. Hayley. How are you feeling?
Amazing. I feel free as a bird.
So this is Hayley, who we spoke to last week and earlier this week, who is now absolutely, completely free and has finished her exams.
No more! Woo-hoo.
Yes! Yeah. No more! Are you quite glad that we didn't make you do anything absolutely ridiculous at the end of the exam?
Yeah. Actually, I am. I think it would have been really embarrassing.
How did it go?
I considered it was okay. I'm just so glad it's over.
I know.
No more now.
No more. What did you consider, you said?
You know, somebody suggested getting doves.
Yes, doves, yeah.
Yeah, I considered trying to, like, catch some pigeons or something of a similar effect.
No, don't do
but
that.
I thought, no.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. And to everyone else who has finished their exams today, like Charlotte, who's listening in Bristol, and Ben in Lincoln, who's just walked out of his last GCSE exam, and Laura in Inverness, who's just finished her final exam. Well done, everyone. If you're still doing them at the moment, soon you will be able to celebrate like this. Good luck with the rest of them.
Can you see a plane in the sky?
It
should be there. There should be a flyover happening that I arranged for you.
Can you see that?
Oh, cool. Right, yeah.
You see the plane?
See the plane?
Yeah?
No.
Oh. Sorry.
Maybe that went a bit wrong. Maybe it's lost. I don't know.
See, I was hoping that there just would be a plane flying by at the time. That's unlucky, that.
But yeah, that's all right.
Hey, well done. It's really good that you finished.
Thank you. Yes, I feel amazing.
Go celebrate.
I think I will, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It wouldn't be hard for him to get frostbite. It's Charlie Sloth.
Yeah! Oh my gosh! Inside.
I feel that one gets added every week now.
Yeah, I'm just trying to spice it up a little bit of a remix.
Sure. You're looking fresh, fam.
I know, I'm fresh in here. Fresh and clean. Every time you see me.
It's like I had a facelift or something.
No, that's rude.
Well, it was in New York for that reason, wasn't it?
No, I wasn't. I was there for Hot 97 Summer Jam, the biggest hip-hop event in the world. I will have you know.
I mean, I know you're only 27, but seriously, the scars have healed well.
What scars are you talking about? What are we on about now?
You just look really good.
Really?
Yeah, you lost a bit of weight, I think.
Yeah, a little bit of weight, done low.
Yeah.
Healthier, eh? No facelifts, don't need them. I'm only 27, still fresh and young.
Yeah.
Done low. Did you guys miss me last week?
Yeah. Where were you? New York?
New York.
Oh, actually, I saw some great photos of you. Of course you were in New York.
What photos did you see?
I saw where you gave a guided tour of your penthouse.
Yeah, that happened. And I also saw you... Were you DJing, like, on some rooftop, it looked like? Or was you...
Hey! How did you get those pictures?
I can't say.
No, that's rude. How did you get those pictures?
And maybe they were even shown at a presenter meeting.
Sorry?
Yeah. There was a presenter meeting last week and they did flash them up on the screen.
Oh, we're talking about different photos, clearly.
Oh, all right then. There's more, was there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's not talk about it on air.
All right, good. I think I maybe nearly stumbled across something I shouldn't have there.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Real or No Real.
New Zealand has its own official wizard.
Wow. So, you know, wizards aren't real.
Yeah, they're not real.
They're not real, are they?
Real.
No. No, I'm thinking wizards aren't real.
They're not real.
No, magicians are real. Wizards
are.
Yeah,
exactly.
So New Zealand has an official wizard. Well, New Zealand is the home of The Hobbit.
Okay, well, how's that help?
Well, that's why if anywhere was going to have an official wizard, it would be New Zealand, wouldn't it? Because it's sort of in with that whole Hobbit thing.
Imagine.
No? Am I clutching at straws?
There's probably some dusty old dude there, yeah? Who's got a big grey beard, wears one of them dresses with baggy sleeves.
Yeah.
And just convinced, the wizard sleeve.
The wizard sleeve.
Yeah.
Convinced everyone he's a wizard and everyone's bought into it. That's what I'm thinking. He's just convinced the whole of New Zealand that my man's a wizard. Probably got one, two tricks that he learned off Dynamo. That he's busting the tricks. Boom! Watching you make your cars disappear. Boom! My man's a wizard. Pull a deer out of his sleeve.
Charlie raises a good point. When does a magician become a wizard? You know, when fine line.
Something I've never thought about.
Big beard. You got to get that big beard. The big long white beard. If it's black, dye it. It's got to be dark grey or light
just for
white.
Men, fam.
Just for men. Done, no. Certain man in the building using that. Yes. I don't need it. I'm only 27.
So, New Zealand had its own official wizard. Real or no real?
I think this is real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a man called Ian Channel, and he was appointed the official wizard of New Zealand in 1990 by the then Prime Minister Mike Moore. So good for him.
Inside.
Indeed. And next.
Pharrell delayed his flight back from the Isle of Wight Festival at the weekend because he wanted to visit the island's donkey sanctuary.
Wow.
Oi.
No, I'm from Southampton, so I've had many a happy holiday on the Isle of Wight, and there's so much to do and see.
Yeah, there is, but the donkey sanctuary wouldn't be up there for me. For me, I think the chairlift on the Isle of Wight.
What are you saying, Black Gang Chine, are you?
Black Gang Chine, you want to go see before it falls in the sea.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Is it still there? Is it still there?
It's still there.
Hello,
you can still go see it.
In Black Gang Chine, hello.
But where you want to go is to that place where you can fill up all those little shapes with sand.
Sand,
you know the one,
different kind of sand.
It's
that's what
so
I was
going
to say. It's the best thing ever.
See?
I've still got the ones that I made from school.
Yeah.
My mum's still got them at home.
Yeah. If this is true, I really hope Frog went there on the hovercraft. Hey!
Yes. I didn't fill up my chair then. What was that about?
Just a little hoop for the hovercraft. I mean, they're still on, but yeah. Is it true that Pharrell went to the donkey sanctuary?
I'm going to say no real on this one.
I go on real.
That one is no real.
Oh, done long.
And we got one more.
Curry has been in the UK since July 1798.
1798.
I'm not having that.
It's quite a while. I didn't have my first curry. I've said this before. Didn't have my first curry till I was in my first week of uni.
What?
And then I had it at 3 in the morning. Wasn't aware that this was a thing, that you could go have a 3 a.m. curry. Went to Mansell's in Southampton.
When did you go
there.
To university? The 60s?
No.
I didn't realise it was curry.
You'd do a night out and then you'd have a curry. It was awesome. But I'd never had a curry before. I don't know. I don't know how I'd avoided it.
Oh wow, that must have been a real explosion in your mouth.
So good.
Oh, what do you have when you go for a curry?
He's quite safe. Keeps it safe.
Actually, give me respect. I have a Lambuna as my.
What do you have, Millsy?
Sometimes I have a madras.
Oh, that's fine. What though? Chicken or lamb?
Lamb.
Oh.
But sometimes a bit of chicken. What about you?
Lamb madras. Oh, lamb madras lush. Or a lamb vindaloo, pilau rice,
yeah.
Some poppadoms, a nice plain naan bread, maybe some sheikh kebab as a starter, or maybe an afters with an extra bit of garlic naan this time around.
Got
with a mint sauce. The onions and tomato.
Sagaloo.
Sagaho.
What are we saying, man?
Hello, shat, as well. That's what, us as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you can get what? That. Yeah,
no, hello, shat.
Yes.
What?
That is definitely one. Hello, shat.
That's lovely.
I'm not repeating that.
Has curry been on since July, that's specific, 1798?
Yeah, that is way too specific, to be honest. July 1798, I mean, like, I always find it very hard to believe what these historians say, because like man like me, I could write a book right now, yeah, and be like, yeah, so in 2015, we was driving around on hovercrafts, hoverboards. People didn't wear clothes because they found it to be ruined and you was frowned upon if you wore clothes in public. And then in 300 years, man could take that book and be like, yeah, so 300 years ago, they wasn't wearing clothes and they was driving around on hoverboards. So right. For me, I always find it quite hard to believe this kind of stuff.
All right, so you're completely dissing the whole of history.
Not
basically.
Really, just, you know, pinch of salt and all that.
Sure. Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real, fam.
I'm going real.
That one is real.
Yes. Oh,
the advert was placed by a greengrocer in Edinburgh and has just gone on a display in a museum. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 20. Charlie got 10.
Right, you're nearly on... it's a bad day. You're nearly on one extra, so wheel him out.
What do you mean it's a bad day?
Well, you got 10 points. Wheel him out.
You're not wheeling me out again. I mean, I thought I was going to walk out this time instead of being wheeled out, because last week I thought it was really, really insulting.
Is that going to fit through those doors? Yeah, it's all good. Charlie Slough's on one extra at 4 o'clock.
This is rude. Why are you wheeling me out? I don't need to be wheeled out.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. Come and join us tomorrow on Radio 1 from 1 p.m. or download this free podcast. Hit subscribe and you'll get it every single day. Stay.